This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry. The manner of conducting law enforcement in Maricopa County, Arizona, was a national spectacle. While for decades, the county was under the jurisdiction of Sheriff Joe Arpaio. First elected in 1993, Arpaio became known for his tough stance on crime, his aggressive pursuit of undocumented immigrants. Arpaio was voted out of office last year, and his successor has already struck a new tone in the conduct of law enforcement, consistent with a new nationwide conversation on prison reform, jail closings, and a complete overhaul of the nation's approach to incarceration.
This facility is not a crime deterrent, and it is not tough on criminals. That may have been the intent when it was first opened and there was a need, but this facility became more of a circus atmosphere for the general public.
That's the new sheriff in town, Paul Penzone, who has decided as one of his first official acts he will close the notorious Tent City Jail. First built using surplus Korean War military tents back in 1993, originally created as a solution for overcrowded prisons, it was also a convenient photo backdrop for Sheriff Arpaio's many public appearances. Jimmy Jenkins is senior field correspondent with KJZZ in Phoenix. He says the Tent City Jail is well known to residents in the state.
Most of our listeners may know it simply because Sheriff Joe was on TV talking about it, or maybe on the radio, you know, giving people a tour. He really waved this kind of flag around as a symbol of his tough on crime persona. A lot of people, of course, unfortunately, sometimes get a DUI, and that is one of the offenses that can land one in Tent City. Any misdemeanor charge, you could end up there. So that certainly lives large in the minds of people here in the Valley, and I think it's become notorious across the country and around the world.
What do inmates say about what it's like to be there?
Well, you know, throughout most of the year, actually, they do seem to prefer it, which is ironic because it was set up as a crime deterrent. You know, Sheriff Joe would always say this is a terrible place. But when it gets to the summer, of course, things change drastically. I spoke with Tanza Reynolds, who is a current inmate there. She's on work release at the tents, and she says calling it uncomfortable would be an understatement.
It was 130 degrees inside the tent. A girl had a thermometer on her clock. You lay there literally in your own sweat. So it's miserable. The food is bad.
Which is exactly the message that former Sheriff Arpaio wanted to send.
That's correct. You know, he's classic old school deterrence sort of police officer administrator. He wants things to be so bad in his jails, wants the conditions to be known as so awful that you will think, oh, I don't want to end up in Tent City, so I'm not going to commit this crime. Arpaio, of course, is known as America's toughest sheriff.
I'm proud of that name. Do you want to be called America's nicest sheriff? I'm not a social worker. I'm a cop.
Well, he's a former cop at this point. Who is the future leadership, and what do they say about the reputation of Arizona, Jimmy Jenkins?
So now we have Sheriff Paul Penzone. He came from the Phoenix Police Department. He's brought a lot of his administration with him to try to change things. He set up a 100-day plan when he first came into office. Part of that was he was going to set up a committee to tackle the biggest issues facing his department. But a lot of people see this as a way to actually tackle the Arpaio legacy. And so one of the things people may have known about was Sheriff Joe had all the underwear dyed pink to kind of humiliate the inmates. So that has been undone. But of course, the big issue was what to do with Tent City. And so the sheriff appointed this committee. The leadership of that committee was former Arizona Attorney General Grant Woods. And he really talks about how big picture closing the jail is hopefully a turning point for the criminal justice system here in Arizona.
The days of Arizona being a place, I hope, where people are humiliated or embarrassed or abused or ridiculed for the self-aggrandizement of anybody or anything are over. They had no place in our community. They didn't reflect our community. And we're moving on.
Will they manage to close this Tent City?
We actually are under capacity at most of the jails in Maricopa County. There are five remaining. They're somewhere between 50 and 75% full. So the sheriff plans to take the people that were in the tents and redistribute them and the staff to those remaining five facilities. He says he's probably going to get it halfway, three quarters of the way done in 60 days. So we should actually see the tents coming down sometime soon.
He's the senior field reporter for KJZZ in Phoenix, Arizona. Jimmy Jenkins, thanks so much.
My pleasure, John. Thank you.